It's time to relax, grab a drink, pull up a chair by the hearth, and have a seat in the Skald Circle to listen to the tale of the Dwarves of Schalt Mountain and Walden Mountain from Germany, as told by Casimir. Before we begin our story, we wanted to remind you that we release new tales for free every week. Our shorter tales release on Wednesdays, and our longer chapter stories release on every other Saturday. Find out where you can hear them on our website at theskaldcircle.com. And be certain to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. That way, you'll never miss out on one of our enchanting tales from around the world. And this is the tale of the Dwarves of Schalt Mountain and Walden Mountain from Germany, as told by Casimir. Schalt Mountain, between Edinbüttel and Vilsch, near Gilda on the Aller River, is only a little molehill today. But formerly, it was a high and narrow mountain in which the dwarf people made their home. At that time, no people lived there, and the dwarves liked that, where they could carry on as they wished, either above or below ground, and not be disturbed. They had a good life. For them, every day was Sunday, with a holiday in the middle of each week. They ate and drank and played and danced, and at all times did metalsmithing as well. Even today, people often find the slag from the hard coal that they used in their work. When the first herder came to this region, he found nothing but fields of peas surrounding the mountain, and the most beautiful music sounded from within, without interruption. However, when his sheep approached the pea fields, they jumped about as though someone were secretly pinching them. Moreover, his dog would often begin to yelp and refuse to approach the place again. However, more and more people came here, establishing villages and conducting business. They often came into contact with dwarves, who were sometimes friendly and sometimes hostile, just as it happened. The underground people complained most of all about the humans' noisy activities, and on the other hand, the humans complained about the thefts committed by the underground people. But still, they often lent one another a helping hand. And whenever the humans did something for the dwarves, they were rewarded with red gold. Thus, there was once a poor but pious servant girl, who was busy cleaning about the house. Just as she was about to carry the sweepings outside, she discovered a letter lying in her dustpan. It was addressed to her. Standing her broom against the wall, she read it. In the letter, she was summoned to stand in as a godparent for a dwarf child the next day. She was promised that no harm would come to her. She did not want to do this, but her employers told her that she must not decline, for if she did so, it would not go well for her. Thus she went forth that night, for that was when she was told to come. At 12 o'clock the mountain opened, and now she was just as pleased as she earlier had been afraid, for down there it was magnificent. Everything was made of pure gold, and everyone was friendly and well-disposed toward her. After giving the child a name, they laid it onto a golden cradle, and the musicians played until it fell asleep again. Then they had the best things to eat and drink, after which they danced and sang until morning in a large meadow. After they were tired, the girl said she wanted to return home, but the dwarves begged and begged until she finally agreed to stay 3 more days. And all 3 days were filled with pleasure and joy. When she finally started out for home, the dwarves rewarded her most generously and told her the golden cradle would be saved for her forever. Then they opened the mountain and let her go. The servant girl went home and took the broom from the wall in order to sweep the entryway. But behold, the house had changed completely during the 3 days. The entryway was completely different. The cows had a different sound and a different color, and her old white horse was gone. Some people approached her, but she did not know any of them. They spoke differently and wore different clothing styles, and no one knew anything about her. She told them all about her employers, and no one remembered them. And they all stared at her. Now in Gilda, there lived an old shepherd who himself did not know how old he was, and no one else knew either. When he heard about the girl, he came over and said that his grandfather had told him that when his father was young, a girl had gone to the dwarves and had not returned. That instant, the girl turned into an ancient woman, collapsed, and was dead. Schalk Mountain was now almost completely gone. Dwarves had departed, but they left behind the cradle filled with gold. Many have searched and dug for it, but no one has found it. Someday, however, a swineherd, the servant girl's last relative, will drive his herd this way, and a sow will root out the cradle. And with part of the gold, the herder will have a church built in Edinbüttel. its tower will be higher than Andrea's tower in Braunschweig. In other words, just as high as Schalk Mountain formerly was. He will present the golden cradle to the king, and with the remaining money, he will live comfortably until he dies. And that is the tale of the dwarves in Schalk Mountain and Walden Mountain from German folklore. Thank you for listening to our story. If you enjoyed it, we recommend taking a look at our Patreon page, as noted in the description below. You can earn great rewards while also supporting us to keep these stories alive for generations to come. Also, remember to subscribe to us on your podcast app and leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed this story. A special thank you to Kat for their support this month. Without your contribution, we wouldn't be able to continue these stories, and we truly appreciate it. Visit thescaldcircle.com to stay up to date with all of our current events, news, and much more. Not only that, but you can also visit our story archive of every tale we have ever told. It's sorted by origin and region for the convenience of your listening pleasure. Thank you for listening to our story.